他精神没有衰败。
Now what does that tell us?
说什么？
For 40 years, Moses was the burning bush.
四十年，摩西不过就是一个，right? 火焰中的荆棘。
He was living by resurrection life.
他所依靠的乃是一个复活的生命。
He was not burned out.
他没有被焚烧毁坏。
Many servants of God burn out.
很多神的仆人都已经烧坏了。
They're like a wick with no oil.
他像那个灯芯，上面没有油，上面烧的灰烬。
They use their own fervor and light themselves up and burn themselves out. They have no life of the Spirit within.
所以这些这个灯芯没有油的仆人，就是完全靠他自己本身的力量去焚烧，没有油来支持他。
But as the apostle of the people of God, Moses lived by the resurrection life of God.
但是你在摩西身上，你看见他是完全依靠神的供应，神的能力。
And he did many outward and miraculous things.
他外表也行了许多的神迹。
So we read the last few verses of the book of Deuteronomy.
那我们再回到《生命记》最后几节。
Verse 10,
第十节。
Since then there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, before Pharaoh, before all his servants, and in all his land. And by all that mighty power and all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
以后以色列中再也没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他一切臣仆并他的全地行各样神迹奇事，又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手，行一切大而可畏的事。
How did Moses live in this resurrection life and do these mighty works?
摩西怎么能够有一个复活的生命来执行这一切大能大力的事呢？
How did he lead the children out of Egypt and through the wilderness?
他怎么能够把这那么多的犹太人从埃及带出来，在旷野生活呢？
He simply followed the cloud and the fire.
他就是每天跟随云柱与火柱的带领。
He went, he waited. Went, he waited.
他一面往前走，一面等待等候这个云柱火柱的引导。
Do we have any saints here this weekend from New Zealand?
我们中间有没有人从新西兰来的？
啊？
有吗？
One time, my wife and I were able to visit New Zealand.
有一次我跟我的妻子去新西兰访问。
Now in New Zealand, there's more sheep than people.
在那个国家人口比羊少。
And so there's a very, very important servant in New Zealand, and it's called the sheepdog.
在那个地方有一个很重要的仆人，就是牧羊犬。
My wife and I went out to a sheep ranch, and we watched the sheepdog.
我们就去了一个牧场，看到这个牧羊犬怎么样在那里管这些羊。
Now, if a shepherd loses a sheep, they feel bad, but if they lose their dog, they mourn like it's their wife.
虽然在那里你如果牧人少了一只羊有点伤心，但是远远不能够比如果一个牧人失了一个牧羊犬好像少了一个老婆一样。
And I saw this sheepdog, and the one we saw, he followed hand signals from the shepherd.
那这个牧羊犬他的秘密就是他能够看这个牧人的手势。
And he would just send out this dog by just going like that, and going like that, and going like that.
他就给他这几个很简单的姿势、手势，这个牧羊犬就知道他要做什么。
The dog would stop.
他什么时候停
？The dog would run.
什么时候跑
？The dog would go to the left.
什么时候向左
？The dog would get those sheep and leave these sheep.
注意左边的羊群，而不要管右边的羊群。
What a good servant the sheep dog was.
他实在是一个忠心的仆人。
Following the hand signals of the man.
对这个仆人的手势完全的跟随。
Are we such a good sheepdog?
我们是不是这样忠心的像这个牧羊犬一样的吗？
The Lord says go like this and we run.
当我们的主说停的时候我们跑啊。
He says go to the left, we go to the right.
他说向左我们偏偏向右。
But Moses followed the fire and the cloud.
但是你看摩西就不一样。云柱停他就停。火柱往前走他就往前走。
But it's interesting that God's testimony about Moses was not about the great work he did and the miracles he performed.
神的工作不是在这些神迹奇事的上面。
God said he was faithful in all my house.
神为摩西做见证的时候乃是说他在我的全家尽忠。
This is what was precious to our God.
对神来讲这个在全家尽忠对神是有价值的。
Moses heard God say, Build for me a tabernacle that I may dwell with my people.
他听见神告诉他你要建一个会幕我可以借着这个会幕住在我百姓中间。
And Moses became a priest in the house of God.
所以摩西在神的家中就好像一个祭司一样。
He prayed and prayed for the people.
他一直为着他的百姓在那里向神祷告。
He knew this was God's house.
因为他知道这里要成为神的家。
When it came time to build the tabernacle,
当他要开始建会幕的时候
As our brother shared this afternoon
我们弟兄上午交通
Moses followed the instructions of God and built the tabernacle according to the pattern shown you on the mount
摩西建会幕的时候他完完全全按照山上启示的样子
Now what did that what happened?
什么意思
It means that every piece of furniture and every offering and every feastis a picture of the owner of the house.
也就是说这一个会幕的家每一件家具每一个祭物每一个节期都是发表这一个主人的特点。
And as Moses went with the people,
当摩西跟着这些带领这些人走的时候
and the people murmur, and the people complain,
这些百姓动不动就发怨言。
Moses would go up on the mountain.
然后他到山上去。
And thank God, he knew God.
他认识神。
One time God said, That's it. Go ahead, let the children of Israel go to Canaan land. I'm not going.
神那次说我已经受够了。你带你的百姓去吧。我是不去的。
Do you think God was serious?
你想神是认真的吗?
Do you think he was ready to give up on his children?
你想神真的要放弃了吗?
He said, Moses, take your family, I'll make you a nation.
他对摩西说, 那我不管他们, 我要从你家开始另外建一个国。
But Moses knew God.
但是摩西知道神的心。
So he could intercede.
他就为他的百姓代祷。
He said, God, if you don't go, we don't go.
所以他就说，你不去，我们都不去。
You are our dwelling place.
你是我们的居所。
We don't want the promised land. We want you in the promised land.
我们不在乎那个应许之地，我们要你跟我们一起在应许之地。
And God said, Good job, sheepdog. Okay, I'll go with you.
神说说得好我跟你去
Moses was faithful in all of his house
所以摩西在他的全家尽忠
He knew the Lord
他认识他的主人
He was afraid of the Lord
他一面来讲他害怕这位神
It says in Hebrews 12 When he went up on the mountain and there was the thunder He was shaken with fear and trembling
因为在希伯来书说当他上这个西乃山的时候他里头是发抖的
But it's possible to fear God and also love him
这件事情是可能的因为你是害怕神但是同时你又爱神
So Moses while he was up on the mountain said God will you show me your ways
所以摩西上了山以后他就跟神祷告说你能够把你的路指示我吗
God said yeah
好啊
Then he said well
Will you show me your glory?
你会显明你的荣耀吗？
And God said, now you've gone too far.
那你要的太多了。
I will hide you in the rock.
我把你藏在岩穴里。
I'll show you my back.
我让你看我的背。
But you can't see my glory.
你不能看见我的荣耀。
It's too powerful.
因为太强了。
Imagine how much Moses loved God.
你就可以想象摩西多爱神。
Probably if God had shown his glory, Moses would never come down the mountain.
因为如果神让他看见神的荣耀的那光芒的时候，他恐怕下不了山了。
But Moses would rather be with God.
当然对摩西来讲，他宁可在山上与神同在。
Now, Moses was a great commander and apostle.
摩西是一个了不起的使者，也是一个元帅。
And we have stories of miracles and problems during the 40 years in the wilderness.
在那40年旷野道路中，你可以看到他怎么样忍耐地带这一群人。
But all of those stories probably only take up at the most 1 year out of the 40 years.
你在创世纪也好，民数记看到那些记载那些发生的故事总共加起来大概一年多一点。
We know the children of Israel went in the 40 years to 42 different locations.
在那四十年里头，在旷野走过42个站。
But even then, most of the time, they were sitting still.
但是在四十年中间，大部分的时光是停在那里，没有动的。
So what was Moses doing?
那么摩西在那个段时间做什么呢？
He was having fellowship with the God of his dwelling place.
那毫无疑问的，他是跟这位他所爱的神有所交通。
He would go into the house.
他会来到这个
神家。Fellowship with God.
在他的面前求问。
You know, I'm so glad. Because during those 40 years, he wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
因为在那四十年中，他把摩西五经写出来了。
God gave him revelation.
神就启示他这个摩西五经。
He wrote about creation. He wrote about Abraham.
他写了很多那个我们看到的创世纪里面的故事。
And he told the true story, including the problem.
他是一五一十把整个的故事，好的坏的全写出来了。
When he spoke about creation, he didn't speak like a scientist.
他讲到神的创造的时候，他并不是以科学的眼光来写这个。
But he didn't speak mythology.
但他也不是写一个奥秘的这个记载。
He wrote the revelation of God.
他就是把神怎么启示他的规规矩矩把记下来。
Oh, he had years of fellowship with the Lord.
也就是说，他多年跟神有亲密的交通。
Saw him face to face.
他面对面见到神。
Now, dear servants of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Are we faithful in His house?
我们在他的家是否忠心
？Do we see that Christ is our dwelling place？
我们能不能看到基督是我们所居住的所在
？Christ is the church，
基督就是教会。
He is our life，
他是我们的生命。
Do we fellowship with him？
我们跟他有交通吗
？Or do we always run around the outside of the tabernacle？
或者我们一直在外院打转
？That's why the writer of Hebrews says, "Come into the holy of holies."
所以希伯来书的作者就鼓励我们。
In the difficult times that you live in,
今天在这个困难的时代
you need to come boldly to the throne of grace.
我们需要来到神的施恩座前。
Moses was faithful as a servant in his house.
摩西在神的家全然尽忠。
As a testimony of that which was to come.
那一个就是为将要来的那位做了见证。
And now, the tabernacle of God has come.
现在神的会幕已经在我们中间。
He is the I am who dwells among us.
这位神的会幕，他就是那个我是在我们中间。
Do we see the work of God?
那你看到神的工作吗？
When Moses died,
当摩西死的时候，
he never made it into the promised land.
当然我们知道他没有进入江南地
at least in his lifetime
在他有生之年没有
but he left behind something
他留下什么
a mark of his faithfulness.
这个就是他对神的忠心留下来了。
Joshua.
后面有约书亚。
Joshua raised up in the house of God.
约书亚就是在神的家被带大的。
Moses was the servant of God.
摩西是神的仆人。
Joshua was the servant of the servant of God.
约书亚呢，做神仆人的仆人。
And you remember, when other people left the tent, Joshua would stay in the tent and have fellowship with the Lord.
你记得在圣经里面记载，当别人都离开会幕的时候，约书亚是仍然留在会幕里。
Now, servants of God, you meet in different places.
我们众仆人们在不同的地方有聚会。
How many of the saints live on resurrection ground?
但是有多少的圣徒们是活在复活的景地里头呢？
How many of them know Christ is their life?
有多少的仆人真的认识基督是他的生命呢？
How many of them see God's eternal purpose?
有多少人真正认识神永远的旨意呢？
Is the beauty of the Lord upon the fellowship where you are?
神的美丽在这一个聚会中吗？
Is the work of God being wrought there in your life?
神的工作有没有扎根在我们中间呢？
It doesn't mean that the assembly is perfect.
这并不象征着这个聚会是完美没有瑕疵的。
But God's Spirit is working there.
但是无论如何，你能不能看到神的灵在那里做工呢？
I visit many, many places.
我访问过很多很多不同的聚会。
Many of the places that I visit, they can talk about the testimony of God and the work of God and God's eternal purpose.
很多这样的聚会里头，他们能够说到神永远的旨意，很多关于这方面的知识。
But not all of them do I sense.God working in their midst.
但是不是每一个聚会我去访问的能够感觉到神在他们中间做深入的工作。
God's work is not recovered just by doctrine and teaching.
神的工不是只是借着一些教训一些理论。
We need to wait for the presence of the living God to move.
我们必须能够看见等候神他的工他的手他的工在我们中间行动。
In these last days he longs to show his work upon this earth.
在这个末世的时候神非常愿意让他的工完成在我们中间。
The testimony of his son seen in our midst as the great I am.
耶稣基督的见证能够在我们中间被认识，他就是那一位我是。
It's not how many people are in our congregation.
这里并不在乎我们聚会有多少人。
Is the living God there?
问题的中心是这位活的神在不在这里。
Servants of God, may we see the work of God.
众仆人啊，我们能够看见神的工作在我们中间吗？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh Lord, we pray that you would open our eyes by your Spirit.
主，我们求你的圣灵来开我们的眼睛。
Lord, we don't want to just be busy working without your presence there.
我们不完全不盼望我们忙碌的工作却没有看到你的同在。
We don't just want blessing.We want your presence.
我们不是要求你的祝福，我们要你的存在。
Lord, restore the fire and the cloud over us.
我们求你恢复你的云柱火柱在我们中间。
Help us to see the living God.
让我们看见这位活的神。
And to serve him and obey him.
我们能够侍奉他，顺服他。
We thank you that we're servants gathered before you.
我们感谢你，我们做你的仆人，在你面前聚集。
Show thy works.To thy servants, O Lord.
Oh, 主啊，求你显出你的作为，工作在我们中间。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。